Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stacey Brown Randall is here. She's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, serial entrepreneur, productivity, certified productivity and time efficiency coach, author of Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. It doesn't get any better than that if you can achieve that level. And she's our good friend, Stacey. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, Stacey, as we've talked about before, and as I was practicing decades ago, referrals are the holy grail. If you want to learn how to work, I mean, in my opinion, if you looked up work harder, work smarter, not harder, in that definition would have to be get more referrals. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is the easiest way to grow your business. It's easiest, fastest, quickest, and definitely means you are working smarter.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, we know this. We know the numbers. It's easier to keep a customer than it is to get one, a new one. And when you keep those customers, if you are keeping them, then that by definition means they're happy with you. And why wouldn't they tell you about other people that they know, or why wouldn't they tell their friends about you? And our job is not to assume that they're going to do that on their own, right?
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, I definitely think having a great business where you are referable and you are talkable is very, very important, actually, at a foundational point, being able to receive referrals. But beyond that, right, there's also some strategies we need to have in place to actually generate more referrals as well.
Well, referrals is like prospecting. There needs to be a system. It's not prospecting. It's just a different form of prospecting because you're still trying to get new business. It's where the referrals come from. I mean, what referrals produce new business. So, but you've identified four types of sources. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been on the show a number of times, and we've always talked about the different facets of referrals, and I really wanted to dive into this one because I think it helps people really understand where their referrals come from and understanding the four types of referral sources. Lots of people instantly think about clients as a referral source, and that makes perfect sense. Not everybody, not every business will get referrals from clients, and that's okay. You're not supposed to get referrals from all four types, but there are four places or four types of sources that will refer you. One being clients. A second one, of course, being your centers of influence. And a center of influence is obviously those that know what you do, don't do what you do, and come across your ideal client. So clients and center of influence is the first two. And then actually family and friends and strangers are the second two types of referral sources. And we need to treat them differently and understand them differently, but they all impact our ability to bring in referrals.
I think we get customers, whether we do a good job with it or not, that's another thing. As you say, we've talked about. Centers of influence, we might come back to that in a minute. And of course, family and friends, obviously, mom, I need your help. but strangers, that's an interesting. Nobody's ever mentioned strangers as a referral source. And when you said that, it reminded me of what I used to do when it rained. I used to work in the field. I mean, I was outside. I was knocking on doors many, many years ago. And when we'd have those days when it would just pour down rain, or maybe I just didn't feel like it, I just wasn't 100%, I would still go out into the marketplace, and I'd invariably bump into people I didn't know, and sometimes I'd get business from that. And those people were strangers to me, and I wasn't even trying. I was just wandering around in the marketplace trying to stay dry. What do you think?
So that's definitely an opportunity because you put yourself out there, right? They say if you want to get hit, you should go play in traffic. I guess there is something to be said about, right, that just being at the right time, the right place, you can get business from strangers. But getting referrals from strangers is usually a little bit different. And that's because they're a stranger to you. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, your reputation, people they know, you're not a stranger to them. And so people don't realize that when you get a referral from someone you don't know, it is an opportunity to capitalize on, to see if you can bring them into the fold, mm-hmm. turn them into a center of influence, and get more referrals from them. But it's like you got to be able to pay attention to where that referral is coming from to recognize.
And you can't come across as creepy. That's the one thing. Now, with your customers and your family, they get it. They know what you're doing. It, you know, they want to help you. They actually want to help you. Even a center of influence who knows you is somebody that would get it. But a stranger, if you don't handle that perfectly, you're going to come across as pushy and creepy, aren't you?
Well, you will, except for the fact that typically when a stranger refers you, there's something they already trust about you and your business, mm-hmm. even though, like, the thing is they're a stranger to you. You're not a stranger to them.
Right.
So if they're already willing to refer you off of a reputation or something that someone else has said, then you definitely have an opportunity to capitalize on that. But you're absolutely right, Jim. I mean, you want to do it the right way, and you want to do it in a way that actually is, you know, not creepy and really works to formulate and begin a relationship.
Well, you just got – what you have to do, I think, is drop into a mode – you have to say to yourself, and I've had to do this myself because I have to have words with myself sometimes. I have to say, okay, now, dude, this is not your mother. This is not your best customer. This is somebody who doesn't know you. Act like that. You know, treat them differently. Come across in a way that makes sure that they understand that you're worthy of a referral or you're worthy of meeting them again. Don't presume. Don't act like they're just anybody else that you know. What do you think?
I mean, definitely. I think that how you approach that beginning of a relationship is really important. They're not your best friend, even though they've referred you, which means they trust you on a certain level. But they're not your best friend, and you still need to, you know, follow some, you know, pretty consistent steps of, like, how we actually network with somebody and get to know somebody and let a relationship kind of develop from that perspective, a professional relationship develop.
Of course, once they give you a referral, they're not a stranger anymore then, right?
So it's interesting. You know what? For a lot of people, they're not a stranger anymore. But for some of us, they still become – they stay a stranger because we can't seem to locate them. It happens – it depends on if your referral sources are local to your geographic space mm-hmm. or if they're not local. So I have students in my Growth by Referrals program all over the country. We just brought somebody in from Singapore about a month ago.
Wow, good for you.
And so we're in 8 different countries all over the world. People refer me that I'll never know because they read my book or they hear my podcast and they'll talk about me to someone else.
Stacey,
right?
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Stacey to talk to us about getting referrals in a world where we're keeping 6 feet between us, all of us. How about that? Generating referrals without asking. That's her book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.